miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Alzheimer's disease is among the greatest healthcare problems of this century. Almost 5 million, 4.5 million people with Alzheimer's in this country. 1 in 10 over the age of 65 suffers from it, which is the sixth leading cause of death in this country. No known cure, but certain foods can be effective in the battle against dementia, actually lowering the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Marwan Sabah is the co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. You should get it. It's published by 10 Speed Press. Dr. Sabah, thank you for coming on with us. And Dr. Mike, are there certain brain foods? And if there are there certain brain foods better than others?
Yes. So first, thank you for having me. And yes, the answer is yes. Certainly, we know that Alzheimer's risk can be managed to a certain extent. We break it into modifiable and non-modifiable risk, and certainly in the modifiable risk category would be foods and alteration of diet, and I would say that we could distill it into several categories. First, reducing the amount of saturated fat in your diet. Second, adhering to the Mediterranean diet. Third, eating more fish in our diet. Fourth would be antioxidant spices like turmeric, cloves, oregano. And then fifth would be eating more antioxidant fruits and berries, particularly blueberries and other types of berries.
And we'll get into more details as we go along. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
So, first, Marwan, thank you very much for doing this. This is a wonderful book. It's called The Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. It's obviously available at Amazon.com, but also you have a website, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But one of the things that I found fascinating, you went through that there are at least three major things that people can do, one of which is to stop smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke, another of which was to get thinner, that is, higher body mass index is associated with greater, if you will, risk. And the third is go on a healthier diet. And I want to bring out one really important point you said that I teased earlier, was that if we can delay it, you can really, in fact, saying that if we can delay this by, in fact, 20 years, we can really decrease the cost to the nation and to individuals. Tell me more about that.
Yes, so Dr. Mike, thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm so grateful to be on. And you're right. We were seeing this just absolute explosion of Alzheimer's disease with an epidemic proportion. We're talking about 14 million Americans by the middle of the century. We know that if we just delayed the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years, we could cut the amount of Alzheimer's in half. And if we delayed it by 20 years, we would almost eradicate it, because we would then basically outlive the disease. But the truth
is, and it really is possible. It really is possible to delay it by 5 years with just diet, isn't it?
That is correct. And I think, you know, the kind of the sobering statistic which you and I have chatted about in the past is something that was really reinforced last year in 2012 from the Diane study, which said that the changes in the brain start 25 years before the first day of symptoms of memory loss. So in fact, the dementia is the end of the disease, not the beginning of it, which of course means that there's an imperative now to increase, to alter our risk starting today, and the best and easiest thing to do is alter our diet.
Correct. And so now and how powerful do you think diet is? Do you think we could get a five-year delay on average, or do you think it's actually larger than that?
I think 5 years is a realistic target, and I think, of course, what we haven't figured out, and you know this as much as I, is can we overcome a genetic propensity to alter the disease? We don't know the answer to that quite yet, but we do know that you know, it can improve your body mass index, it can normalize your diabetes, it can do a lot of things which additively, individually, these things can reduce the risk, but additively can actually really significantly impact. So I think 5 years is a realistic target.
And now, what another thing you mentioned is one of the reasons you did a cookbook was, although you talk about the individual ingredients, such as anti-inflammatory ingredients, you also talk extensively about food seems to trump, if you will, ingredients. That is, the
right.
Whole food trumps the ingredients, at least in the clearly in the DASH diet. So explain the DASH diet and some of the studies and what they've done.
Right, so there's been several diets looked at. DASH is one of them. DASH, of course, has a really rich anti-inflammatory component to it. But we do know that certain diets have been associated with altering the risk and reducing the risk. DASH has not been looked at as much as the Mediterranean diet has been looked at. Diets higher in fish, three fish meals a week, according to the Chicago Health and Aging Project. And then diets that have the antioxidant spices have been looked at. But we do know the Mediterranean is probably the best studied of it, which, of course, is rich in the polyphenols, flavonoids, and has more heart-healthy and more fish, less saturated fats, more legumes, more whole grains. And DASH kind of falls in that general category. So we do know that these heart-healthy, brain-healthy diets have a benefit.
So one of the keys, and I want to just comment on this with fish, is that everyone thinks of fish oils as DHA for the brain or the DHA and EPA for the brain and circulatory system. And you can get that with just DHA as a supplement. But I think what you emphasize and what I want to really emphasize here is that there is something else in fish, so that the fish effect is important. The fish oil effect is important, but may only get you 40% or 50% of the benefit of a whole fish. And for example, salmon three times a week seems to get you much more benefit for the brain. And it may be the other fats in fish, such as omega-7. It may be that fish has a different protein structure. We don't know what it is in fish, but it seems to be beneficial. And so we got an email question when we teased that someone was going to come on and talk about the Alzheimer Prevention Cookbook and fish earlier in the week, and they said, after your story last week on the mislabeling of fish, how do you do it? And the answer, of course, is you can get fish that are specific that we know that aren't mislabeled. So salmon is almost always correctly labeled as opposed to tuna and other things. We did a story last week, Marwan, where over 30% of the fish sold in restaurants and in supermarkets were mislabeled, some of which dangerously so, and 97% of the tuna, in fact, sold as sushi wasn't. So it's an amazing, eye-opening story, but you can still eat the Mediterranean diet. So tell us what the Mediterranean diet is and why it might help Alzheimer's.
Right, so the Mediterranean diet is fish, particularly the fatty fish, whole grains, legumes, olive oil, less saturated fat, and a little touch of red wine is the common components of the Mediterranean diet.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask you why you teamed up with a great chef, Bo McMillan, to write this, and whether most of the cookbook, most of the recipes in here, and there are these rich characteristic of recipes with pictures of them, are these mostly Mediterranean or are they a variety of things, and how good the data is that the Mediterranean diet helps this. We'll be right back. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Dr. Marwan Sabah, co-author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Cookbook. You could pick it up by purchasing it from 10 Speed Press, and more with Dr. Sabah straight ahead. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Oh. Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it
serious. Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.